Section 2. Important Driver Information. 2A. Alcohol, Drugs, and Driving. Being under the influence of alcohol or other drugs while operating a motor vehicle is unlawful and is a major contributing factor in Nebraska crashes resulting in death and or serious injury. It is unlawful to consume or be in possession of an open container of an alcoholic beverage inside any vehicle on any public roadway or public parking area in Nebraska. This includes both drivers and passengers. Consuming alcohol and or other drugs may seriously impair the ability of a driver to make appropriate decisions and safely control the vehicle. Nebraska has a zero-tolerance law for drivers under the age of 21. This means that it is a violation to operate a motor vehicle with alcohol in your system. It is unlawful to provide alcohol to a minor, and any such person may be held liable for damages suffered. It is unlawful to operate a motor vehicle on Nebraska roadways if the driver has a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.02% or higher and the driver is under 21, 0.04% or higher when operating a commercial motor vehicle, 0.08% or higher regardless of driver's age or vehicle type. Violations of these provisions are subject to criminal and or administrative revocation of the driver's license. Implied consent law. Refusal to submit to a chemical test of blood, breath, or urine for alcohol or drugs at the request of a law enforcement officer is a separate crime for which a person may be charged. Any driver that operates a vehicle on Nebraska roadways has already agreed to submit to a chemical test or tests when requested by a law enforcement officer. Refusing to submit to such test or tests or failing to complete a chemical test of blood, breath, or urine in the judgment of the officer will result in a violation of Nebraska's implied consent law. Drivers who refuse to take the requested test can be criminally convicted for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs or have the license administratively revoked. The administrative sanction for refusal is 1 year of license revocation. Criminal penalties for refusal are the same as criminal penalties for a DUI, BAC, 0.15, or over conviction. A convicted person's license may be revoked from 2 to 15 years, depending on the number of prior convictions, in addition to fines and jail time. Nebraska Revised Statute 60-6, 197.03, 5, 6, 8, and 10. Most individuals exhibit signs of significant impairment and intoxication, well below the unlawful intoxication level of 0.08 blood alcohol concentration, BAC. Many factors affect an individual's absorption of alcohol. These include 1. Weight. 2. Sex. A higher proportion of a woman's body weight is in fat, and fat absorbs less alcohol than muscle tissue. 3. Amount of food in the digestive tract. And 4. Time spent drinking. Some drinkers can appear to be in control, but drinks consumed seriously impairs their driving abilities. Reaction time. Simple reaction time is impaired at 0.04% BAC, when the driver must choose from a number of responses, choice reaction, impairment begins at 0.03% BAC. Tracking. A driver monitoring the vehicle's position on the roadway is an example of tracking. The ability to track a single object is impaired at 0.05% BAC. If two or more objects must be tracked at once, performance is reduced at even lower BACs. Attention. A person can concentrate on a single task at BACs as high as 0.08%, but if the driver must divide his or her attention between tasks, impairment is present below 0.05%. Comprehension. An increase in the time it takes the brain to understand what it has seen or heard occurs at 0.05% BAC. Vision, control over eye movement and the ability to merge two images into one, declines at 0.05% BAC. The ability to perceive detail in an object in motion also declines at 0.05% BAC. Coordination. BACs at 0.05% impair tasks which require highly controlled muscular movements, such as coordination of hands and feet. Road test performance. A BAC of 0.08% impairs accuracy of steering, braking, speed control, lane tracking, gear changing, and judgment of speed and distance. Ability to respond to emergencies is impaired at 0.04% BAC. Crash risk. The risk of being in a crash begins to rise noticeably between 0.04% and 0.05% BAC, and increases rapidly thereafter. At 0.05% BAC, a driver is twice as likely to be involved in a fatal crash than a non-drinking driver. By the time a driver reaches 0.08% BAC, he or she is three times more likely to be involved in a fatal crash than a non-drinking driver. The higher the BAC, the higher the probability that the impaired driver will have been at fault in a crash. Alcohol and/or drugs and driving do not mix. If you plan to consume alcohol beverages, always make arrangements for a designated driver or alternative transportation. Only time can reduce the alcohol level and the effects from the body. Over 8,000 drivers are arrested annually in Nebraska for traffic violations involving alcohol or drugs. Drinking and driving is dangerous. Be safe and sober. Drug use and driving is dangerous. Be safe and sober. 2B, airbags, child restraints, and seat belts. Definition of primary and secondary laws. Primary law. Any person driving in Nebraska can be stopped and ticketed solely for this violation. Secondary law. Drivers are cited for this violation only if stopped and ticketed for another violation. Airbags. Airbags are an added safety feature and do not replace wearing a safety belt. When combined with safety belts, airbags provide improved crash protection. The driver's recommended hand position for vehicles equipped with airbags located in the steering wheel is the 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock position. It is possible that when an airbag deploys, even in a low-speed crash, it can pose some risk of injury to children, elderly drivers and passengers, and short-statured adults. For maximum safety, children age 12 and younger should ride in the rear seat. Never use a rear-facing infant safety seat in the front passenger seat of an airbag-equipped vehicle. If a forward-facing child safety seat is placed in an airbag-equipped seating position, slide the vehicle seat as far back as possible out of the airbag's path. Drivers of airbag-equipped vehicles should allow at least 10 inches of space between themselves and the steering wheel. Questions concerning airbags can be directed to the DOT Vehicle Safety Hotline, toll-free 1-888-327-4236. Hearing impaired, TTY, 1-800-424-9153 or www.nhtsa.gov/recall. Child Passenger Restraint Law. Children ride rear-facing up to age 2 or until they reach upper height or weight limit allowed by the car seat's manufacturer. Children up to age 8 must ride correctly secured in a federally approved child safety seat, primary law. Children ages 8 up to age 18 must ride secured in a safety belt or child safety seat, secondary law. Children up to age 18 are prohibited from riding in cargo areas, primary law. If the driver holds a provisional operator's permit or school permit, all passengers must ride buckled up, secondary law. Applies to all seating positions in the vehicle. Violation carries a $25 fine plus court costs, and 1 point is assessed against the operator's driving record. Child care providers must transport all children securely in an appropriate safety seat or safety belt. Violation may include revocation of child care license. Primary law. Occupant protection law. Drivers and front seat passengers are required to ride buckled up in a safety belt or child safety seat. This includes auto cycles. Secondary law. Violation carries a $25 fine plus court costs. 2C, children and pets. Never, under any circumstance, leave children unattended or unsupervised in a motor vehicle. It only takes a few minutes for an animal left in a car to suffer heat stroke and die, even if the temperature outside is relatively mild. Do not leave pets in a motor vehicle. 2D, don't veer for deer. Driver tips. In passenger vehicles, you are more at risk for death or injury if you swerve to avoid hitting deer. If you are about to hit a deer, your safest action is to brake firmly, steer to maintain control, and stop as safely as possible. To lessen your risk, don't veer off the roadway, out of control, or into oncoming traffic. Reduce your risk for deer crashes by improving your vision, slowing down in marked deer caution zones, and driving within the range of your headlights. Watch for deer from dusk to dawn, spring and fall, near waterways and near wooded areas. Remember, deer are unpredictable and travel in groups, so watch for more than one and always buckle up. 2E, health and driving. Health. The level of health and fitness of an individual normally corresponds to driving abilities. Both physical and emotional health can affect driving. Emotions. Driving demands full attention. Emotional control and stability is essential for safe driving. Vision. The most critical of the senses for a driver is vision. Good vision means being able to identify critical objects ahead and do something about them. Having good side vision allows objects to be seen moving in from the sides. Being able to judge distances allows for good decisions to be made. Hearing. Being able to hear horns, sirens, and the noise from other vehicles can aid a driver in making safe decisions. Hearing-impaired drivers should use hearing aids when possible or enhance vision skills to compensate. Illness. Disease or disability may interfere with safe driving. A physician should be consulted to determine driving ability. Driving under the following conditions may be hazardous. Epilepsy. If under medical control, epilepsy is not dangerous. However, if an applicant indicates that they have had a seizure or loss of consciousness within a 3-month period prior to renewing or obtaining an operator's license, they will be asked to have a physician certify that they are capable of safely operating a motor vehicle. Diabetes. Diabetics are advised to have regular vision checks. Heart condition. Individuals with heart disease, high blood pressure, or circulation problems should drive only after consulting a physician. Any person who is a diabetic, has a heart condition, or suffers from any other medical condition that results in an incident that involved a loss of consciousness within a 3-month period prior to obtaining or renewing an operator's license will be required to have a physician certify that they are capable of safely operating a motor vehicle. Physicians and/or pharmacists should be consulted regarding any prescription medication and its possible effects on driving. Over-the-counter medication packaging should be reviewed for possible side effects that may affect driving abilities. 2F, nitrous oxide use prohibited. It is unlawful to use nitrous oxide in any motor vehicle operated on any public roadway in this state. 2G, police stops. For safety, drivers stopped by police should adhere to the following guidelines. Activate your turn signal and drive as close as safely possible to the right edge of the road. Stop, park your vehicle safely from traffic, and do not run from the law. Do not stop in an intersection or traffic lane, and do not pull into the center median of a highway. Roll down your window so you can communicate with the officer. If you are pulled over at night, turn on your vehicle's interior light. Limit your movements and the movements of your passengers. Keep your safety belt fastened and ask your passengers to keep their belts fastened. Place your hands on the steering wheel and ask any passengers to have their hands in view. Do not open the door or exit the vehicle unless asked to do so. Alert the officer immediately if you are transporting any weapons. Wait until the officer asks you to retrieve your driver's license, registration, and insurance cards. Be polite and do not argue with the officer. If you find yourself being directed to pull over and stopped by someone in an unmarked police car, drive slowly to the nearest area where there are other people, call 911 or star 55 to verify if you are in the doubt. 2H, proof of financial responsibility, insurance. All motor vehicles operated on public roadways must have financial responsibility, insurance, in the following amounts. 1. $25,000 because of bodily injury to or death of one person in any one crash. 2. Subject to such limit for one person in the amount of $50,000 because of bodily injury to or death of two or more persons in any one crash. And 3, in the amount of $25,000 because of injury to or destruction of property of others in any one crash. 2I, reporting motor vehicle safety problems. If you own a vehicle that you feel has a safety defect, you should report the problem to the U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA. They gather information about safety problems in motor vehicles and equipment such as tires and child safety seats. Reporting a problem is your chance to help identify potential problems which sometimes lead to recalls. The DOT Vehicle Safety Hotline can be dialed toll-free at 1-888-DASH-2-DOT, 1-888-327-4236, or a report of the safety defect can be filed via the Internet at www.nhtsa.dot.gov/vehicle-complaint 2J, required equipment. The following equipment is required on vehicles by Nebraska law: headlights, taillights, brake lights, turn signals, horn, windshield wipers, muffler, safety belts, appropriate to year manufactured, two systems of brakes, service brake and parking brake, safety glass in all windows, pneumatic tires with at least 2/32-inch tread, no objects hanging or posted in windows which obstruct vision. 2K, safety recall. Check if your vehicle may have been the subject of a safety recall by the manufacturer at www.nhtsa.gov/recall. You will need your vehicle identification number, VIN, usually located on the lower corner below the windshield. 2L, steering wheel locking mechanism. Most vehicles are equipped with a spring-loaded steering wheel lock device that engages and locks the steering wheel when the key is turned to the lock position. Never turn your vehicle's ignition to the lock position when the vehicle is in motion. You will be unable to control the vehicle. As part of your vehicle's routine maintenance, an inspection of the steering wheel lock is recommended. 2M, sunscreening and window tinting restrictions. It is unlawful to have any sunscreening material that is not clear and transparent below the AS-1 line on a vehicle windshield. Nebraska law provides restrictions for sunscreening or tinting that limits the front side windows to luminous reflectance of more than 35% or has light transmission of less than 35%, the rear or back windows to luminous reflectance of more than 35% or has light transmission of less than 20%. Any person owning or operating a motor vehicle in violation of these restrictions shall be guilty of a Class 3 misdemeanor. 2N, tire pressure, tread depth. Tires have been known to lose up to 1 PSI, pounds per square inch, every month, so check all tires, including your spare, once a month or before a long trip. Here's how. 1. Purchase a trusted pressure gauge. 2. Open your car door, and on the inside dam, there should be a sticker with your vehicle's recommended PSI, the measurement for tire pressure. Check your tires cold before you've driven, or at least 3 hours after you've driven. 4. Insert pressure gauge into the valve stem on your tire. The gauge will pop out and show a measured number. When you hear a psst sound, that's air escaping the tire. The escaping air shouldn't affect pressure substantially, unless you hold down the air pressure gauge too long. Compare the measured PSI to the PSA found on the sticker inside the driver's door of your vehicle or in owner's manual. Do not compare to the PSI on your tire's sidewall. 6. If your PSI is above the number, let air out until it matches. If below, add air, or have a retailer help you, until it reaches the proper number. You may also measure tread depth using the penny test. Once every month, or before you embark upon a long road trip, check your tires for wear and damage problems. One easy way to check for wear is by using the penny test. 1. Take a penny and hold Abraham Lincoln's body between your thumb and forefinger. Select a point on your tire where the tread appears to be the lowest and place Lincoln's head into one of the grooves. 3. If any part of Lincoln's head is covered by the tread, you're driving with the safe amount of tread. If your tread gets below that, your car's ability to grip the road in adverse conditions is greatly reduced.